Thanks so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to welcome Timothy Fiore. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tim, thank you for joining us.
Yep, good to be here, Sinclair.
September PMI registers 59.8%. That's a very strong number, even though it is down 1.5 percentage points from the August reading. What is behind the strength that we are seeing? It sounds as if it's mainly a continuation of just a solid string of numbers.
Yeah, it sure is. Another great month, 59.8, just shy of 60, which is, you know, fantastic. I mean, you know, demand, new orders were at 61.8, down slightly from August, but still over 60. Excellent performance, 17th month of over 60, so really good. Customer inventories were still very low. Backlog, although it contracted almost 2 points, is still within a range that gives us confidence going forward into Q4. So the demand was really good. I think the story here is really on the consumption side. Production and employment stayed up, gained about a point combined. Production index was the highest sub-PMI index expansion in September. Employment stayed at the same rate, 58.8, really good. All six big industries contributed. So kind of the story here on the PMI is more around the input side, supplier deliveries and inventory. Supplier deliveries actually got better in the month, which means suppliers were able to deliver faster, which also means that there's a decline in the supplier delivery score. That was 3.4 points, and inventories actually declined also 2.1 points. But I think that was more of a timing issue. I think the inventory account and trying to keep up with production wasn't able to really grow based on the supplier deliveries delivering faster. So it's more a story, I think, around, you know, maybe starting to get towards a normal production input-output balance.
Also, a couple of interesting notes here. First of all, prices dropped fairly substantially, but from a very elevated level. Is that an indication or wait for confirmation?
No, I think that indicates that we are getting to that that normalization point. So, yes, the price index dropped to 66.9, down 5.2 points. It was the first time that we saw an under 70 number in 15 months. So, you know, I think that's a positive from the standpoint of things are starting to reach that equilibrium. And we had a lot of comments from the panelists about accepting the fact that steel and aluminum prices are, and other like paper are kind of here to stay. And they're not, they don't seem to be as much top of mind, although the impact from counter tariffs continue to be an issue for us.
Interesting, with all the talk of tariffs, new export orders were up.
Yes, an interesting story on the export side. So we did analysis on this. What you'll see in the report there is that Of the top six industry sectors, only two expanded in the month of September, chemical products and computers and electronics. That was down from four in August, which also included the fabricated metal products and food and tobacco. And in July, we had five. Machinery was in the expansion mode. So there's clearly something going on there. Right now, September, 34% of manufacturing GDP is expanding in the export side. That's down from 48% in August, 55% in July. So there's definitely a trend going on there, and that's something we need to keep a close eye on.
How concerned are your respondents with the tariffs that we have seen? I know it's far too early to understand what will happen with the old North American Free Trade Agreement, the new agreement that's been worked out today. That wasn't part of the survey, but how concerned have respondents been about tariffs, and there are still going to be tariffs moving forward?
Well, so, you know, tariffs, counter tariffs, all that activity, the manufacturing footprint locations to try to mitigate some of the tariff issues. We still had 50% of our panelists respond with tariffs as top of mind, which was the same level as July and August. We first started tracking this back in March at 32%. So as things have continued to build, it's becoming more and more top of mind. We're at a plateau here. Probably half of the general comments are responding around tariffs. You know, like I said, I think there's a general acceptance that the price increases will be here for some time. There's still a lot of concern here about the impacts of revenue plan. And there was a lot of comments really built around assessing the manufacturing footprint to and maybe make changes now and also to plan for the 2019 level. So if you have multiple factories in multiple countries, you're absolutely looking at changing that percent of your total output mix to try to manage your cost input and your revenue impacts from the tariff activity. It's still a top-of-mind issue.
What about employment? Of course, we've got the big jobs report coming up on Friday, the monthly jobs report. And the manufacturing employment index looked solid again.
Very solid, very solid. And, you know, I dug into some of the sub-index comments, and I tried to see if there was a trend there. Although there are comments around suppliers and business panel participants having difficulty in finding labor, it's single-digit kind of percents. So they seem to be working through it, seem to be managing it more so at the panelist level than at their suppliers level. But you know, I would expect that the employment number will be a good one again. We, you know, we closed the month here. The positive number, the numbers, the raw numbers, were not significantly impacted by seasonality factors. The seasonality factors were generally positive to the raw numbers, but they weren't, you know, 5 or 10% positive. So that's kind of a good indication. You know, of the big six industry sectors that we track, computers was the strongest again. And they're dealing not only with, they're dealing with a massive tariff issue manufacturing in the United States because a lot of these components come out of China. So, you know, they were the strongest, followed by food and beverage, which had been a lagging top six for us for most of the summer, but it seemed to have started to come back last month and continue to contribute at a high level this month, as well as machinery, which would be an area that would have been affected pretty heavily by steel tariffs. So those three big industry sectors were our strongest for the month.
The ISM's September PMI registers 59.8, down 1.5 percentage points from the August reading of 61.3, but still a very solid number. And joining us with analysis today, Tim Fiore, chair of the ISM Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tim, thank you so much.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.